Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Slash and dash! This is a slash and we are dashing. We got shit to do.
We got drag to see. So you guys voted for the worst summer camp ever, which is a really fucked up story, but I kind of think you must have known that. So it's your own fault a bit.
I think
it's never going to be good, is it? Podcast, summer camp.
Oh, is it scary? They're all scary. I don't know why I'm pretending.
It's horrible.
Is it pedos? Because
no.
If, like, my experience of summer camps is Dirty Dancing, and that's just one long pedo film.
Is that a summer camp?
Oh, I suppose not. It's like Butlins, isn't it?
That's like holiday with your parents.
Oh, that's holiday camp, yeah. Okay, summer camp then. It's still pedos, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. But there's none.
Oh, okay.
So it's fine. It's really not fine. It's definitely not fine. Okay, so it's a terrorist attack by Anders...
Oh, no!
Beirin Breivik.
I know this one. So I was like, no, I know this one.
Yeah, in September 2011. So in Oslo, it started with a car bomb which exploded outside the Norwegian Prime Minister's office. And... really big explosion, loads of buildings destroyed, people running terrified, loads of damage, and 8 people were killed in that explosion alone. But that was just the decoy explosion. So Breivik, I hope I'm saying that. It's B-R-E-I-V-I-K.
Anders Breivik.
He traveled.
Breivik sounds better. Sounds more Scandinavian.
Yeah, we're doing it. So Breivik then traveled to Utøya Island, and on this island, every year
Utøya with you.
There was a camp for the Workers Youth League, which was basically Norway's largest political youth organisation, and it was affiliated with the Norwegian Labour Party. And a lot of the kids that went to this camp were. Related to members of the Norwegian Labour Party.
God, if you're going to a political summer camp,
yeah, I know, right?
Then, yeah.
I mean, there's some students that I teach that I think would be the kind of kids that would be at this summer camp. I mean, the long discussions around the campfire would be, I think they'd be too highbrow for me. I'd be like, yeah. I've never been that kind of person.
I imagine it's along the lines of Christian camp, though.
A little bit.
We're like, you think you're so wild and crazy, but you've downed a litre of Coke.
Yeah, maybe.
And played Chubby Bunny.
Yes. All those games that were like, you should just be drinking alcohol.
Yeah. It was basically just drinking games. But so like the one with the
spoonful of cinnamon.
Like the broom on your head to spin round. I remember doing that. Like, I'm sure there should be drinking
yeah.
involved.
Yeah, there's something missing here.
Why aren't we enjoying the games?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of Breivik's background before I tell you about the crimes in a bit more detail. So he's 32-year-old Norwegian citizen and he was born in 1979. His dad was a diplomat who left the family during Breivik's childhood. Breivik wanted to be a model, apparently, for a while. And he had some plastic surgery. He travelled to America for that. But he was not a cute-looking guy. I mean, I think in youth...
Did he have the surgery?
He was okay. Yeah, he had some plastic surgery, but it wasn't...
I did not know that.
It didn't work.
Oh. The effect wasn't...
I mean, I think he had sort of like... I think it was all in the hair when he was younger, because I saw some photos, and he was very much sort of long, blondish, surferish hair. But then once the hair started falling out, there wasn't a lot to go on.
Right. I've been watching a lot of Fool Around with My Girlfriend.
I love it.
And Fool Around with My Boyfriend after you recommended it. And the thing I'm loving most is like the noughties fashion. But all of the boys, it's just hair. That's the only thing with the boys' fashion from like in the noughties. It's horrible, massive, greasy hair.
Yeah.
And like it could be up, it can be down, it can be in front of your face, it can be to the side. But as long as it's long and huge and greasy,
it's the one.
Yeah.
So he became interested in politics in his 20s and he wrote a manifesto, which was basically some long rambling thing that he wrote that was about how Europe can become Muslim free using terrorism against Muslims. I mean, it was not well written. It was 50 Shades of fucked up. Like, it was just not good. And he wanted to cleanse Europe of Muslims and get rid of political parties that are pro-immigration. So this is an incredibly extremist bloke. He spent 3 years preparing for the attack. So he bought parts of a car bomb. He bought guns. He bought bullets. He moved into a farmhouse so people that wouldn't be suspicious about him creating this bomb.
Because people blow up cows every day.
Apparently no one who lived near him, blatter did I, they all said, we thought he was a farmer. I was like, yeah, but he's spending all his time
with
making
those
bombs.
Model looks. Do you know how he became radicalised?
No, I think he just took an interest and then he'd never sort of pinned it down to one thing. But you'll see later there is some links to mental health, for sure.
Right.
What he did was he got to Utøya on the ferry and he dressed as a police officer so that he could get the ferry across and he could be carrying guns quite openly and no one would say anything. And a lot of the kids said how he arrived and they thought, well, he's got guns on, but he's a policeman, so he's here to protect us, so it's fine. And he called over a group of young people saying that he wanted to talk to them and then just started shooting at point blank range.
See, that should be used as a case study when they're talking about arming teachers.
Yeah.
That exact reason. If you have an adult with a gun in school, like how do the kids not know, oh, that's a substitute teacher?
Yeah.
I'm new at this school. I don't know if that's a teacher or not.
Oh, you've got a teacher having a breakdown. I mean, it could happen. If there's a gun there. I mean, statistics say if you've got a gun, you're much more likely to die by a gun. So you've got a gun in school, I don't think it's going to make things any safer. I think it'd make it far worse.
But like I said, I just think it leaves them open to people pretending to be teachers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So the campers obviously start running as he opens fire and he spent the next 90 minutes walking around the island and any young people, any children that anyone he came across, he just shot.
90 minutes. I mean, it's obviously they're on this island, so it's not like they're going to have early intervention. But if you were in a hiding place for an hour and a half, I don't know. How would you ever know when to get out?
Absolutely terrifying. I mean, just knowing, I mean, 90 minutes in that state of anxiety. I teach the students about, have you heard of flooding?
No.
It's a way of curing phobias. So you can desensitize yourself by sort of working up to the phobic stimulus, or you can just be sort of locked in a room with it. Think like, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, like a bath full of spiders. And because you can't hold that anxiety in your body for that long, eventually you sort of begin to relax because it's so exhausting being that scared for that long. So that's how it works. But it must have been so stressful, so terrifying. People around you are getting shot, knowing that any moment he could come in. And he's taking no mercy. No matter what you say, it doesn't matter. He's shooting to kill anyone he comes across. It's just barbaric. It's just the most horrific thing. So some campers barricaded themselves in buildings. They would hide under the beds or in cupboards. Some had phones. They started texting their loved ones and said, you know, I think I'm going to die today. I'm really worried. I'm really upset. I'm saying goodbye. Some hid behind trees, some climbed down cliffs, some jumped in the water. And after 90 minutes, the counter-terrorist police forces started to arrive. And the campers on the island thought, oh God, there's more of them. Because obviously he dressed as a policeman. So they didn't even know who to trust, but when they started helping people, they started to realize a lot of kids had jumped into the water, and even the ones that were trying to swim away, he would just shoot into the water, and some of them died in the water. Some of them started to get away. Local residents, so the island is in a big lake, yeah, and people lived around the lake. I mean, that would be nice. It's like in Florida. Do you remember those people who lived on the river and they just sit out and bob in the river?
Just like on a chair, okay. Just literally dump a chair in the river. Like,
yeah. But these people were obviously local residents, and they could hear the shots. Well, they started to realise that it was a terrorist attack, started to be reported on the news. And they started taking their boats out, and they had to get pretty near to start saving the kids. So they were risking their own lives because you could shoot quite a far range.
Yeah.
So they risked their own lives to go and pull children out of the water. The police, when they did confront Breivik, he just gave himself in straight away. No shootout, no sort of...
He didn't even kill himself.
Didn't kill himself, just gave himself up.
Do you think that's because he wanted to... be able to give his manifesto on the witness stand, like the Unabomber?
I think a little bit. I mean, there is a little bit of Unabomber in this, I think, because that's the only thing we've got to compare it to. But I mean, he continued to write in prison, so I think this, I mean, he thought
people are going to be impressed. This is going to start the movement.
Yeah, I think he genuinely did. So he killed 69 people at the at the camp, and 8 people in the car bombings. So it was Norway's
69. Fuck.
So it was Norway's worst ever massacre, a huge massacre of, a lot of people. Horrific. I mean, you can see photos. I didn't look at them.
No.
Of bodies strewn across the island. And psychological tests. Done on Breivik, diagnosed paranoid schizophrenia and a severe lack of empathy, which obviously you would expect. But the problem was, once they diagnosed paranoid schizophrenia, it kind of almost meant, well, can we actually try him?
Like, you're letting him off the hook a little bit.
Yeah, like, do we just put him somewhere where he's classified as insane? And then it's almost like, oh, well, it was the schizophrenia. So... they looked into that again, and a second review just said that he had APD, which we talked about before, antisocial personality disorder, which is basically lack of empathy, psychopathy, and narcissistic personality disorder as well, which kind of goes with the idea that he wanted to be this model. He thought everyone would want to read his manifesto. He had really, really extreme views. He spoke about wanting selective breeding of Norwegians. He was sort of Hitler-esque. The kind of person Hitler was, I think, very similar.
Is it Norway? Wasn't that where Trump said, like, oh, he wanted more immigrants from Norway?
Yeah, maybe.
They can have him.
Yeah.
Number one on the boat will be Anders Breivik.
So he was sentenced to containment, which is, so Norway's got a maximum penalty of 21 years. But with this containment sentence, it can be renewed. So they can keep adding to that 21 years. And they add 5 years at a time if they consider that a prisoner would still be dangerous. I don't think he'll ever get out after that.
No.
I mean, why would anyone ever want him to be removed from prison? Given the animosity towards him, the horrific crimes, it's just not going to happen. He's isolated in prison from other inmates. He was allowed to see his mother until she died, but he has been refused visits from other people. I mean, that's quite a punishment, only ever seeing your mother. I mean, he literally sees no one else in prison. Like, you can see your mum and that's it. Your disapproving mother.
God, yeah, that they could play some really sick games there, being like, oh yeah, your best friend's come to visit. Oh no, wait, it's just your mum again. She's here to nag the shit out of you.
He's got an Xbox and a typewriter, which I think some
better
people...
Better than me.
Yeah, I think some people might be quite offended by that.
He probably has a blog.
No, he writes. He's not allowed on the internet, but he writes political books. And a lot of people have complained about the fact that he's allowed to sit around writing this hateful crap when he's in prison.
As long as he keeps writing it, though, he's never going to get out, is he? Because that's just evidence.
Well, I thought maybe they could let him write it, get it made into a lovely book, one copy, and then just burn it in front of him. Like, oh, that work. Well, it's a bit cold in here.
Your mum's going to be the editor of the book and you have to sit and listen to her criticisms forever.
She just sits there wiping her ass on it. Going,
like whenever I had to do an assignment, I'd be like, oh, mum, can you just read it through? And as soon as she said one thing, I'm like, you don't fucking know anything.
Well, my mum was an English teacher and then I'd get her to help me with stuff for English. And I was like, that's not what the teacher said. You don't understand, mum. And then we just get in an argument.
Yep.
And it would just descend into chaos.
I really think creative punishments are the way forward.
Yeah. But he receives quite a lot of post. He's put in quite a few complaints about his treatment in prison. And one got upheld and he got compensation. But obviously he couldn't receive it. So I think it went to his legal fees that he had, like, for the lawyer that he'd paid for.
Right.
But that's annoying as well.
It's not as annoying if he doesn't see it, I guess.
Wasn't Norway the one that you said, like, had the really harsh... Didn't you watch a documentary about Norwegian prisons?
That was Russian prison.
Oh, Russian prisons. It's not the same.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Pretty
so,
cold, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got things to do, but thank you for listening. And see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.